At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI praised the internet today as a valuable tool in the search for truth.
Undoubtedly, wise use of communications technology enables communities to be formed in ways that promote the search for the true, the good, and the beautiful.
The Holy Father was recalling his message for World Communications Day, which he released on the feast of St. Francis de Sales, patron of journalists.
The message concerns the new technologies, which have made the internet a resource of utmost importance, especially for the so-called digital generation.
Pope Benedict made his remarks during the traditional Angelus prayer this Sunday, during which he also talked about the Vatican's new YouTube channel.
The Vatican has launched a new initiative, which will make information and news from the Holy See more readily accessible on the World Wide Web. It is my hope that this initiative will enrich a wide range of people, including those who have yet to find a response to their spiritual yearning, through the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ, whose message of good news the Church bears to the ends of the earth.
In remarks to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, Pope Benedict reflected on the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, saying, "Conversion means trusting in Christ's power to forgive. It means letting Christ take you by the hand, and so to be pulled out of the quicksands of pride and sin, untruth and sadness, of selfishness and of every false assurance, to come to know and live the riches of his love."
In this year dedicated to the Apostle of all nations, and in this week of prayer for Christian unity, let us implore the Lord to help us achieve the full unity of his body once more.
Pope Benedict also recalled the World Day of Leprosy, saying he is glad the United Nations has recently called on countries to care for those who are suffering from the disease, as well as the family members of those who are sick. During the Angelus this Sunday, the Holy Father was also joined by two youngsters from Rome's Catholic Action Group, who helped him release two doves from his window in a gesture that for several years has marked the conclusion of Catholic Action's diocesan Peace Caravan.
Siamo venuti fin qui, percorrendo le strade della nostra città, con il cuore pieno di gioia, e insieme a te vogliamo gridare a tutti la nostra voglia di pace.
Grazie Miriam per queste parole. Cari ragazzi, con l'aiuto di Gesù, siate sempre costruttori di pace a casa, a scuola, nello sport e dappertutto. Grazie ancora.